want to talk about Ride to School Day. It's this Friday. I'm a keen encourager of people riding bikes. I'm also keenly aware of how dangerous it can feel and of the real dangers that are there. Tragically, there's a 13-year-old boy who died riding his skateboard to school this morning. We're joined by Craig Richards. He's the CEO of the Bicycle Network. Craig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Raph. Good afternoon, everyone.
What do you say to people who tell you they're too scared to let their kids ride to school?
Well, look, first up, obviously, this afternoon's situation is just absolutely tragic. You know, it's terrible circumstances, and our hearts certainly go out to the family, the loved ones, everyone in the community, the school community. These situations are incredibly rare, but when they happen, they're obviously incredibly impactful, and it's with a very heavy heart we have our chat this afternoon.
How do you reassure someone, or how do you convince a parent who goes, well, there's the perfect example, that's why I'm not going to let my kids ride to school this Friday?
Look, and not taking away from anything that's happened today, but we do know that these circumstances happen incredibly rarely. I've been involved with the program for over 10 years now. Unfortunately, in that time, this is now the second situation where a young person has died. Young Ebenezer Nair passed away in 2013, another terrible circumstances. But it is incredibly rare, and the good thing about Ride to School program, of course, is it's part of the solution. What we're seeing there is we are helping young people get themselves both physically active, which is so important, but also when they are physically active, making sure that the risk of one of these terrible incidents happening goes down as well. So the Ride to School program certainly helps these situations. Unfortunately, we can't eliminate them. There's lots of things being done with the Towards Zero program and others to try and make sure that no one ever has to face these terrible circumstances, but really the Ride to School program is part of the solution.
Isn't one of the problems that once more people ride a bike, you get more bike paths, more people, more drivers aware, but at the same time people are a bit scared of being part of that growing trend because the facilities and the awareness is not there yet?
Look, you're right in what you say. The facilities make a massive difference. There's lots of people who have a concern about riding a bike, even though they really want to do it. When the facilities come and then when drivers become more aware, the risks go down. So it can be a little bit of a chicken and egg argument, but once you get the facilities in place, rider numbers go up, the risks go down as well. So it is it's a situation that we really look to improve. There's lots that can be done. There's lots that is being done, but there's lots more that could be done as well.
And what do you recommend? Say this Friday you want to send your kids off to school on a bike. How do you prepare your kids for that?
Look, there's two things I'd say. Obviously, Ride to School Day, it is a celebration. It's going to be with a heavy heart, this one, having had this terrible circumstance. But there's two things. One, to anyone driving a car at any time, we say to them, number one, slow down. Number two, expect to see bike riders. Expect to see kids crossing the road, pedestrians, lots of vulnerable road users. First thing we say to all drivers is slow down and be expecting to see someone. Then, of course, to students and parents, again, we say take care. You know, it's a great fun exercise. For many people, independent mobility is a real rite of passage, but you do need to be careful. Enjoy yourself, but be careful as well. Be on the lookout at all times because you should expect the unexpected.
Hey, I did my first Great Vic bike ride at the end of last year. In 30 seconds, convince me I should come this year.
To the Great Victorian Bike Ride? Well, look, it's just a wonderful experience. It's really an iconic Victorian position where people get out and they escape. It's held an interesting time of the year in late November, early December. The busiest time you get to experience, we call it a week in another world, where you go out into a regional area and you're part of an incredible community of people who are all working together to achieve something incredible. I think it's like nothing else. It's like a rolling bike party on wheels. So it's a fantastic thing to do.
Can you get me a new knee and a new ankle?
No. If you do want to ride with one leg, I'm sure there's a way we could work that out as well.
Yeah, you get out of the fixie. You can do that on one leg. Craig, thank you.
Look, thanks very much, Raf. And as I say to everyone out there who's feeling today's circumstances, we say it with a heavy heart and our deepest sympathy.